Welcome to NECF. We're thrilled you're here. Make sure to stay with us till the end, where we'll share some great resources to deepen your faith. Now, let's dive into this week's sermon.
Yes, much more prophecy. Praise God. So which means that when we say let's pray in tongues, you should not be doing smesme. I think either Pastor Fred or was it Pastor Victor that showed us a posture yesterday, Pastor Victor. You know, I attended a meeting by Baba Chris Delvan for the first time, 2003. He came to our place. The first time he released his first album. You know, I bought that album with my money. I finished that album. You know, I went to NYSC. When I sing, people say I sound like him. I say I've never seen him in my life. One-on-one, but I know I attended the program. So, what I that was the first album something just within me, I say, there's something about singing in me. Why is it that my parents did not allow me to sing? When I was finished on the school, they'd say, write the group you want to go. I put choir. My mom changed it to prayer team. On Sunday, I was happy they were going to call because you wear white. So, they're going to call you people and then they will announce the group. They announced me in prayer team. Pastor Frey said it was rigged. So I attended his program. You know, then we grew up in a place where the clothes you wear, you grow in them. So when they buy you a trouser, you have to grow in the trouser. So you should know the size of the trouser. When they buy you one shirt, I think that also kind of affected us why we have to keep clothes for a long time. We use clothes. I can use clothes 20 years. Why? Yeah, I'm wondering. You know? You know, somebody say, are you in the wilderness? I don't know. So when they will buy a shoe for you, they will buy the shoe, you will grow in the shoe, you will grow in it. It becomes like an inheritance, like a legacy. You know? So, because of that, we never had too many clothes. We just had clothes to the shirts to wear, trousers to use. There was no clothes like that. So I was glad my cousin sent his Nautica and then one big jeans, you know, FUBU's baggy. That one big one. So I was feeling myself. I remember I went to this man's program because those were one of my best clothes. If you say, go and wear your best clothes, that is one of the clothes I know it was my best. I wore and then I went to his meeting. So they were praying, Ragabalagada, Jabalagada. So me, I took myself to that program. But you know, I just put my hands in the pocket and I was praying. You know, Baba Delvan look at me, say, you there? Are you mad? Do you think we came here to play? We are praying and you're putting hands in the pockets and moving around? Remove the hand or I send you home. I said, but I brought myself to this meeting to show you that I did not forget that correction. That's why it's still in my head till today. I brought myself. I saw the program. I was happy. I came there. It's the same posture that when Pastor Victor said yesterday, that was a picture that came to my head. You can't be on fire and your hands are in the pocket. Hallelujah. So when we say, let's pray, that's when you now enter your big manism. You know, you start pacing around. You start pacing around. The other day, Kolade asked us to do something, right? To kneel down. That's a posture. We saw it from scriptures, right? You start pacing around, that's when your body will start scratching you. And that is when your phone will start ringing. You pick up your phone, you step out, you come back. You step out, you come back. You step out. You see that lady has stepped out now. She has not come back. And I didn't know when she left. If I knew, she would not leave. So when we say pray, amen, please, boil. If you're online, hear me. When we say pray, let me say this now, it's coming to my heart. Every time you are doing a spiritual thing, boil over that thing. Hallelujah. Do what? Boil over it. Don't take it casual. Boil over it. When we say, let's take the next 5 minutes and then pray in tongues, please, don't pray casually. Do what? Boil over it. Hallelujah. Are we ready to do that? Are we ready to do that? Are you ready to do that? Yes, this is how we enjoy the supernatural things. I was listening to that Baba this morning. He said every time he has a conference, he takes 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, not to prepare for the conference, to prepare him for the conference. He said, I prepare me. He said, I ensure that every noise inside is silenced so that I can hear him well. So when we come like this, let all our desires, we establish a reality that we have audience with God. Hallelujah. We have audience with God. So let our desires be what? Be fervent. Are we ready? Let's pray in the next 5 minutes in the Holy Ghost. Kayemono to fratelli baranto stebalada recomanante bregelebrado sevradia jamalabarabodo sevregetele gregabodo zemelebrataya. Because the things that we are about doing in the next minutes to come will require us to be fervent. It will require us to be fervent. It will require us to be fervent. It will require us to be fervent. Elemononto vregedia liberente capalia la jama mamonto vraga ricapabola brantela elembro comonon sovraya ababo sepalia barada jamelembra capa. Aliela leboso mambre halama elengeza manunta brakaya jababo sapalia ba apa lambra hanama azezere badaya elebraka monosovradia elemambra kapalia mana arabalamana 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 apeboro bababodia erebabababo arabalabababo arabababo elebelekedema alabranta manaya abalamba babo Alabama more, 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 Erebede Badia, Elegada Baboa. Shabelente keina inkabranta saile edekebelia kabala elenkombra soma apelende brakaila ezezira tomina eramanamba ababonda ma ababonda managa abelebrahana arabalababa arabalabababa. If you're online and you're following, boil, boil and pray more in the Holy Ghost. Alamamoa abelembrahana arabalibalada arabalabada arabalabada Arabalabada, Aberebeledea, Ila Barabalagadaya. It's Epaphras, who is also one of you. He labors fervently. That's the posture. And Jesus, with an agonizing posture, so much so that his sweat was thick as blood. That's the posture. And they prayed all night for the apostles when they were locked up in the prison. That's the posture. Eze borotina ile kabaila abalaboro eze lebaya ile barana azada abalobrahana arabalababa 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 erebele baria balata shama la manakaya eleberede 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 Arabala, Arabala da, Arabala da, Arabala da, Ababa Arabala Baba, Arabala Baba, Arabala Baba, you have an audience with God. You have an audience with God and not with men. Abalambama, Abarabalia, Arabala da, Alababa, Arabala Baba, Ezezeria Bala, Apalamonos Yata. Yes, 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 yes. Isotomenai, Adika Praila, Ezonoberai, Arama Kamolo, Ezazalibrahala, Alla Barababo, Alembra, 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 Arabalaba, 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 Abababa, Ezazariabala, Ayabalaba, Ayabalababa, 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 Arabalagadabalobo, Ezelebolaba, Aliba. Rabalababa, Alaborodadaya, Abalabaradaya, Soba Libratana Manaka. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we have our seat briefly?
You could do well also by just praying under your breath in the Holy Ghost. You know you can do that, right? You can listen to me at the same time you're praying in tongues. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I know for some of us, you know, this is one of the first time we're experiencing such, where you sit from morning till evening. The first time I had this experience was with Reverend Imao Para from Nigeria. You know, the first time, I've never had this experience. They say we're going to have 14 hours of prayers. I say, what are we going to be praying for 14 hours? Well, you know, because I have the Spirit of God, that saying excited me. I said, I would love to experience this. Hallelujah. Every time you hear things like that, let it excite you. I said, I would love to experience it because I've never been in a place where we prayed 14 hours. At least we've been in a place where we've had fasting festival, Apostle Idama, 1 week of fasting, no food. Just water, 1 week. I came back home, only my head, my neck slim. In fact, the third day, I even vomited. You know, 1 week, if you have never done it, you say, will I reach fifth day? As if I would die. Because your eyes will be turning you. But oh boy, you know, getting to the last day, that time in Jos, there was this so much supply of strength from the Holy Ghost. I know this Baba has been holding this conference for a long time, if you know him. I saw him, I thought he was Paul. Because the picture we see of Paul, you know, in the scripture, he has bald head and with long beards to the DC. That's the same way that Baba is. With a bald head, all here is chopped, then his beards all to the chest. He was laying hand on us. I know I can explain it now. But when that man came close to me, he didn't touch me. I know this man carries much more of God's presence. You know, he had millions in his box. He kept the millions, all the millions for running the conference. He kept it on the table. He said, all of you in this conference, you know, inside this suitcase is all the money we use for running this conference. If you are a thief, come and steal it. I'm telling you, he said it. That box was there till the end of the conference. When Jos, the government of Jos sent him 2 million and 1 cow and 10 bags of rice, he said, take it back to them. Tell them we don't need it. If they want to come here, the governor himself should come here, not anyone. He said, only the pillar. You see that light is 1.5 million. You see the other one? Only light. You know, he sent the thing back to them. Tomorrow evening, the governor came. So when you hear of spiritual, and I just came back from school, and I had on Sunday that people are traveling for fasting festival. I did not calculate it in my head. I did not even arrange it with my parents. I told them I had the announcing fellowship on Friday that on Sunday there is a traveling to Jos. I want to go. I packed my bag straight to Jos. These are some of the things that will preserve God's deposit in your life. When you hear meetings like that, don't run away from them. Praise God. Hallelujah. With this so much knowledge you have, at the age where you are 16, 17, 20, 21, what you are hearing today, we never had it at 21. We never had anybody, sir, even at 23, 24, pursuing or say, this is how you should craft your life. Don't do this. Don't do. The other day we were talking, if we had people that were following us the way we are following people and you're running away, Abba, really will not be here. But something kept us. Hallelujah. That desire never died. Hallelujah. That desire never what? Never died. That desire should not die in your heart. Praise God. It should never die. It should never grow cold. 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 It should never what? Grow cold by the Spirit of God now. In your own corner. Plan out a time that I'm going to give myself to praying in tongues for the next 90 days. Praying in tongues every day for 1 hour. I will give myself praying, praying in tongues, not in English language, not in French, not in Zimbabwe language, not in any language, only tongues for 1 hour for the next 90 days. Plan it out. Something will happen about your life. Amen. Praise God. Yes, yeah, so let's go. Where did we stop? So that we can run this and then, like I told us, when we talk about tongues and interpretation of tongues, it's already what? Prophecy. Praise God. Yes, yeah, so even when we're going to talk about prophecy later on, it will just be just almost like what? A repetition, because we're going to dwell still on 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and it's the same side by side that you will see Paul talking about that. Amen? So where did we stop? Can you remind me, please? Sorry. We stop at what? Definition of prophecy? Okay, speak by inspiration. Thank you, sir. Excuse me. So, okay, and then we said we carried the words and we put it in, right? Yeah, so and then you read it for us. Thank you for that. Holy Spirit. So, having said that now, 1 Corinthians 14, let's just build from there. I told us we should not be tired of 1 Corinthians, Mark chapter 16, Acts. We're going to be going there back and forth. Follow after what? Charity, right? And desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may what? Much more that ye may prophesy. You speak by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost at the spur of a moment. Amen. So, when Paul starts out, or as he has started out this chapter, he said that much more that ye may what? Prophesy. And then we establish that prophecy is directly what? Edifying the what? The church, right? And so, when we say you're speaking by inspiration, what we are saying is that you are speaking intelligible words that the mind can understand. Do you hear what I said? When we say prophecy, you are speaking by inspiration. What the Holy Ghost, sorry, what the Holy Ghost is uttering through you, right, is coming to the mind, and the mind is understanding it. So, in essence, what we mean is that now prophecy is using, let me qualify it this way now carefully, is using the common language to be able to explain supernatural information or communication. Using what? Common language. A language that everyone understands. The language that your hearer understands. So prophecy is using what? A common language, a natural language that the mind understands to explain supernatural communication. Prophecy is using what? Natural language, common language that the mind understands to explain what? Supernatural what? Communication. So that the mind can be edified. You can either put so that the mind can be edified or the hearer can be edified. You see, so every time prophecy comes, prophecy will not come in speakings like tongues. Prophecy will come in words that are understandable to the mind. Amen? But the sole end of prophecy is what? Edification. Don't forget. The sole end and the aim of prophecy is what? Edification. To build. So prophecies don't come to destroy. Prophecies come to build. However, I've jumped ahead, but it's still part of interpretation. Prophecies don't come to what? To destroy. Prophecies come to do what? To build. So when you get into a place and somebody is giving you a prophetic word, or is giving you tongues and interpretation of tongues, right? And then suddenly, instead of getting edified, you're feeling unedified and you're feeling destroyed, right? Two things are happening, which we are going to learn here also. Whether the person has not learned and is matured, on how to pass the information he or she is receiving as a result of growth or as a result of teaching, right? Or the person is transmitting from a wrong source. So there's a place where, as a result of your growth, you are not taught. So you are hearing and you are receiving accurately, right? But now, how to transmit it? I want to give one example. I don't know how to put it. Let me leave it. How to transmit it now is a challenge, right? So, but however, now you need to be taught and you now learn how to now carefully, because one of the things we are learning is that every time you receive an instruction, the sole aim is to edify. The sole aim is to what? When there is tongue and interpretation, the sole aim is what? Edification, edification. We're going to see now. Edification, building, 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 building. Not to put fear, not to put fear, not to put anxiety, not to put worry, not to put fear, not to put anxiety, not to put worry, but to stir up faith and to build. That's why yesterday I counseled some people to leave some groups on WhatsApp, on TikTok. Power Must Change Hearts group. Understand your destiny by reading the Sky group. I told you, leave those groups. That is why you're hearing things when you sleep. You see things. This is when I see it, I just hear things. Why won't you hear things? The source of what you are hearing is not edifying you. I remember a sister came here and she told me that she's already hearing things. She's here. I will not say her name. But she's not in the hall here. And I hope she's listening to me online. You know, and we asked her, what book and what are you hearing? She said that she has been reading something about demonic something, something, something. And there is somebody that she's following online. There was one guy that they released on YouTube that talks about, is it hell or Satan or something, demonism. I said, why are you reading? She said that she's listening to it so that she can understand their operation. And I ask her, you have not finished with the operation of what we are doing in this church. You are giving yourself fully to that. Why won't you be hearing the things you are hearing? Why won't you be seeing? She said when she sleeps, she sees people are following her, like she's seeing demons around. Do you know what she told me? She said when she looks at people, she sees demons on their head. Yes. It took time. She has stopped seeing them now. The sole M, they stopped seeing her. The sole M of tongues and interpretation is what? Edification. And I said something earlier that interpretation is not translating syllables of the sounds of your tongues. Interpretation is not what? Translating the sounds or the syllables of your what? Of your tongue. No. And I said something profoundly that interpretation is also a diversity of the Holy Ghost within the believer. The believer has tongues within him. He also has what? Interpretation. So the source of interpretation is the Holy Ghost. So interpretation does not come from your mind, but interpretation comes from your what? From your spirit. So it's interpretation that comes from your spirit, and then the mind is able to catch up with the information. Praise God. So when interpretation comes now, your mind now takes it up. I say, glory! They never spoke yesterday. Bro Prince and the other brother, remind me your name? Simon. They never met yesterday. They never spoke yesterday. But the same word he gave me today, the same word he also gave me today. Yesterday, sorry. He also gave me. Just a confirmation. And my mind understood it. Why?
Because for the past few weeks, I've been getting lots of information of the same thing. In fact, with lots of messages. People that we have not talked for a long time. So now, you see, they've interpreted it and my mind has what? Understood it. Am I edified? Yes, I'm edified. That's interpretation of tongues. Are we all here? So, run away. You have passed that place now. But when you meet people now, because you have passed the level of what I was about to say, so I've changed it now. When you meet people and they're struggling with the sounds of tongues, right? You know what to tell them now, right? Right? So, and then you know what to tell them regarding interpretation, right? Perfect. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, verse 3 and 4 now. We say, but he that prophesied speaketh unto men. To what? Can you see why I kept stressing edification? But he that prophesied edifies. Say, I prophesy and I edify. I prophesy and I edify. Hallelujah. So, because prophecy brings edification. Prophecy brings exhortation. Prophecy brings comfort. Prophecy should not bring anxiety. Prophecy should not bring fear. Prophecy should not bring sleepless nights. We're going to teach extensively on prophecy, on the prophetic. Amen? So you see, I'm already mixing interpretation and prophecy at the same time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are we all here? So verse 4 now. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies who? You now know why the scripture says that you edify yourself, right? Why? Tell me. Yes? Yes, uh-huh. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, that's one. Oh, this class. Please, we'll share the grace and go. You've written these things on your book now. When we say, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, or he that prayeth in tongue, edifies himself. He's talking about one person now. What does he mean? Yes! You have audience, you and God. We say it's what? It's an elevated discussion. You and God. So what's happening is that God and you are understanding what you are speaking. You are edified. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's what's happening. But you should not stop there. See what the scripture says in verse 4. But he that prophesied edified what? The church. Why? Because when it's prophecy, now the words. What did I say about prophecy? Yes, the language other people understand. Or when I pray in tongues and I interpret the tongues, I edify the church. Why now? Because in interpretation, what's happened is that I use common language that the mind can understand. So in the short moments now, we're going to split ourselves, right? And then we're going to pray in the Holy Ghost much more. And then we'll say, give a word. Do you give a word? When we say, give a word. Come, for example, let's do something. Let's pray for 2 minutes in the Holy Ghost. Don't look at us praying in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. I've received a word for him. Right? I've received a word in my heart now for him. But now, let me give him the word. Are you with me? Kaye boloto. Jamelimbra hatarada. Zekete bralika brodo zavradia. Ile kalabarado zevredia laba. Rejoice now. So you are rejoicing. What do you understand? What did you understand that you are rejoicing? Did you understand anything? Nothing. But now, if I come now, after we have taken time, and I tell him that I perceive in my heart that there is so much desire for the supernatural. There's so much desire for the supernatural. And the Spirit of God is saying that in this season, he is satisfying that desire much more. That you will see signs, wonders, and miracles walk through your hands. He said, even in the seemingly natural things that you desire, those things that you've been praying much more, those things that you've been asking, oh, really, these things are possible. And I know it's possible through my hands. He said, I'm making them your reality much more. You will walk in them, you will see them, and many will testify of it. Hallelujah.
Glory!
Does he understand it? That's interpretation. Hallelujah. That's interpretation. That's just it. So as you keep it up, you get better at it. Don't shy away from it. Hallelujah. Good. So now, I just perceived as, you know, this thing that happened now, a couple of people have received a word in their heart. A couple of people have received a word. 2-3 people have received a word. Who is the person or who are the people? Don't shy now. I just finished saying the word. I'll set you up. My management says I should not do this sign, so I'll not do it. But I'll set you up. I'll set you up. My management knows the sign. So, the Lord will give you understanding. Are we all here? So now, verse 4. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edified himself. We have established what edified himself means, right? But he that prophesied edified what? The church. 5 now. I would that ye all spake with tongues, but rather that ye what? Prophesy, for greater is he that prophesied than he that what? Speaketh with what? With tongues. Except he what? Interpret that the church may receive edifying. Hallelujah. He said, for greater is he that prophesied than he that speaketh with what? With tongues. And we establish a word there, rather. Have you written something like that? Rather. You wrote it before, right? What's the word? Much more. Praise God. So if you realize much more, when you check the original context of this writing, right? Translators have been able to add to help our understanding, actually, right? That they've been able to add he that. All the while we've been seeing that, right? So because now, Paul is communicating from verse 1, and the matter or the discourse has not changed. Praise God. And the discourse is about the prophecy. Much more. Prophecy. He said, when you speak in tongues, interpret. The end of it, edification. Hallelujah. Yes. So he can't come again and negate a reality and say that, oh, you know, when you speak in tongues, you are now greater than, when you prophesy, you are now greater than the one that what? That speaks in tongues. And then now every one of us go about. We say, you know, this man is a prophet. He is greater than us. And let me just say something. You can receive a word. In Africa, it's not common, but let me say it now. It just came back. In Africa, you can receive a word. In Africa, you cannot receive a word for your pastor. It's difficult. It's very, even when you receive it, it cannot reach him. It will take you 1 year maybe before it reaches him. The first time I learned that actually, you can actually give a word was the day we were doing prophetic activation with Papa Steve. When he said, no, you can give me a word. I said, who am I? I'm not worthy. And you know, so we prayed so by the Spirit. I now just, you know, I said, I perceive, sir, that you people are planning to move to Europe. Yes, Europe. I just perceive Europe. I didn't get the country, France. I saw him smiling. I said, maybe I messed up. Oh. So he said, Costin? I said, yes, sir. He said, So, did you get the country? You know, I immediately said, I felt like, come on now. I've received a word from man of God, and I know his plans. Because where we are coming from is strange.
Glory to God. But let me tell you, I announce to you that you can receive a word for a man of God by the Spirit of God. You can receive a word for your pastors. If you're online, you're hearing me, you can receive a word. Hallelujah. And give them the word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, that is to answer one question in someone's heart now. Amen. Praise God.
So Paul will have not been speaking that the one that prophesies is what? Is greater than the one that speaks in tongues and also what? Interprets. Because the sole aim of this communication in verse 5 is about what? Edification. Praise God. Because when we read verse 4 carefully, let's go to verse 4, everybody. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue does what? Edified himself. But he that prophesied edified what? The church. So he wants to explain much more what is his communication from verse 4. Right? Because if he's saying in verse 4, that prophecy edifies the church, but the man, right, that prays in tongues edifies himself. So verse 5 will be, so when I edify myself and I have to edify the church, what should I do? Do we understand? That's what's happening in verse 5. Everybody go to verse 5 now. That's what's happening now. See now, he says in verse 5, I would that ye all speak with what? With tongues. But rather, much more that you do what? That you prophesy. Why? Because previously he has said that prophecy edifies the church. However, now, when we keep reading now, for greater is he that prophesied than he that what? Speaketh in what? With tongues. Except he interprets, what will happen? That the church may do what? That the church may what? So now, fast now, because I want to quickly run over this place. I have a few minutes here so that we can do the things that we have ahead of us. When you check the word, that greater is meizon. M-E-I-Z-O-N. He wasn't saying the one that prophesies is greater than what? The one that speaks in tongues. It's about edification. Praise God. So Paul will have not been contradicting the communication from verse 1, 2, 3, 4. Meizon, M-E-I-Z-O-N. Meizon. M-E-I-Z-O-N. And that word there is more. And that more there is not talking about ranking or classification. Prophecy is greater than what? Than tongues. No. What he's saying is that the same way that prophecy brings edifying, when tongues is added with interpretation, edification also comes to what? To the church. Amen? Hallelujah. How did I know? Verse 6. See verse 6 now. How did I know? Verse 6. Now, brethren, if I come to you speaking with tongues, what shall I what? Profit you. Except I shall speak with you either by what? Revelation or by knowledge or by prophesying or by what? Doctrine. So he's saying that when I come to you, the only way I can profit you, that word profit there, the only way I can be of advantage to you is that I have to either bring that tongues and interpret it. A disclosed matter is now not, an undisclosed matter is now disclosed, right? That's revelation. Amen? Yes, because interpretation, I've said it, that it happens by what? Revelation. Praise God. So now, the only way Paul will say is that what? Is that I come to you either by revelation or by what? Knowledge or by what? Prophesying or by what? Or by doctrine. All of this will come with a natural language so that the human mind can what? Can understand and be edified. So verse 5 is not talking about ranking of who is great and not. That word he that was added by translators. So that word greater, meizon, is talking about more And that more there is saying that prophecy, right? The same way we define prophecy. You remember the definition, right? Yes, so that prophecy, as much as prophecy brings edifying to the church, when tongues is mixed with interpretation, edification comes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So because now there are lots of assertions that no, is the one that prophesies is greater than the one that what? That speak. Ah, that comes to me. I saw a man somewhere. I saw a man that called, maybe you have seen it. One pastor brought one lady up. She spoke in tongues and he now asked somebody to come and interpret. Have you seen the video somewhere? He was shaming tongues. You know, I just saw that man. The word that came to my heart is moo. You know, he called the lady and told her, pray in tongues, pray. And the lady seriously prayed in tongues. In fact, she fervently prayed that prayer. And he now said, can anybody come and interpret it? You have not seen it? It's somewhere online. I saw it some time ago. Yes. I felt pain in my heart. And you know the scripture he read? Is that place, we're coming to it in Acts chapter 14, that if there be no interpreter, he now ridiculed tongues there. He even ridiculed the lady too. No, Allah. We're here. That's why we're here. Praise God. See, that's why I'm here. Yes, that's why we're here. Amen? Yes, are we all here? Yes, wrong point. Where did we stop? Okay, in 6, right? Okay, perfect now. Good. So you see, Paul will have not been contradicting himself because all the while, Paul has been encouraging, pray in tongues, interpret, prophesy. Pray in tongues, interpret, prophesy. I would have loved that we read the whole chapter, right? Probably that's the last thing we'll do. Please remind me, please, that we're going to read the whole chapter and then we get into what we are going to do after learning all these things. Amen? Good. So now, so we now see that from his teaching, that tongues followed by interpretation is what? Is prophecy. It brings edification. Praise God. So we can say, when a believer prays in tongues and interprets the tongues, it serves the same purpose with prophecy. It's not that prophecy is greater than what? Than tongues and interpretation of tongues. When a believer prays in tongues, right? And then interpret the tongues, it serves what? The same purpose with what? With prophecy. The same purpose. And what's the purpose? What's the purpose? Edification. Edification. Because verse 6 says, in verse 6, he said, if I come to you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you? That word profit is the word ophelio. Ophelio means useful, advantageous, benefit. Ophelio. O-P-H-E-L-E-O. O-P-H-E-L-E-O. Profit. That word profit is ophelio, which implies useful, advantageous, benefit. So what Paul will be emphasizing, right, is that our participation in tongues and interpretation of tongues brings advantage. Our participation in tongues and interpretation of tongues brings what? Advantage. Oh, it brings usefulness. Hallelujah. It brings benefits. Praise God. It brings benefits.
Are we all here? So in that verse 6, he ended by saying something there. He said, except I shall speak to you either by what? Revelation, by what? Knowledge, or by what? Prophesying, or by what? Or by doctrine. That word revelation is translated from the word apocalypsis, which implies disclosure. Right? Disclosure, apocalypsis, to disclose something. Praise God. Apo, A-P-O-K-A-L-U-P-S-I-S. Apocalypsis, which implies disclosure. So it means that interpretation carries what? Revelation. Interpretation carries what? Revelation, disclosure. He said, oh, I speak to you by knowledge, which we know, gnosis. G-N-O-S-I-S, right? Which implies insight or experiential knowledge of facts, places, people, events, time, much more. God's word, praise God. Knowledge, gnosis, G-N-O-S-I-S. Which implies what? Insight, experiential knowledge of facts. So insight to facts, places, people, events, time, but much more what? God's word. Praise God. Are we all here? So all these now, I'm saying them because you use the common language to be able to explain them so that the mind can understand them. Then doctrine. We know doctrine. Amen? Yes. What is doctrine? What is doctrine? Which means what? Is it any teaching? General teaching? What? Specific teaching. Do you teach in tongues? Kayokata. Jale barada. I say, yes. Yes. Say, I receive it. What are you receiving? How do you teach? Explanation. Darmenio. Praise God. Are we all here? Yes. So Paul, what Paul is saying is that he said, tongues and interpretation of tongues, this is the benefit. So when I come to you in tongues, I have to also interpret it. I have to bring it also. If I'm not going to bring it in tongues and interpret, then I prefer to bring it by what? Revelation. I prefer to bring it by what? Knowledge. I prefer to bring it by what? Doctrine. Hallelujah. Praise God. So are we all here? So with all these things that we have said, we know now that it's the believer that prophesies and is the believer that also what? Prays in tongues and interprets what? Tongues. 1 Corinthians 14:26. Verse 5. We've been reading verse 5. Verse 24. Verse 24. See verse 24. But if all prophesy, and there come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he is, what will happen to him? He is what? He is what? Why do you think he's convinced? See 25. And thus are the secret of his heart made manifest. Why do you think he's convinced? He were what? In what he understands. So you go to evangelize, or you go, we're going to even have it now in the next few minutes now. Because we're going to pray. We'll take some time and pray. And then you're going to speak. You're going to give a word to someone here, or to your brother, or to your sister.
Because the words you're going to give are what? Words that the mind can what? Can understand. See 26. The same communication. How is it then, brethren? When ye come together, every one of you had a psalm, had a doctrine, had a tongue, had a revelation, had what? Interpretation. Let all what? Things be done unto edifying. Each one of you has an interpretation. Can you see that place in your verse? Each one of you. Each one of you. So when all of you come together, you know, the same way all of you have a tongue, all of you also have a what? Interpretation. See that verse carefully. He said, each one of you. Praise God. Also, for ye may all what? Prophesy. Can you see? All. Each one of you. Every one of you. Everyone. Ye may all do what? Prophesy. So you all of us in this room have the ability to what? To prophesy. We've read that in 1 Corinthians 12:10, right? We've read that in 1 Corinthians 14:5, 14:26, 14:27. You will see the same thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. So now, verse 12 and 13. Yes, it is beautiful. Verse 12 and 13. Even so ye, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to what? To the edifying of what? Can you see? Seek that ye may excel to what? To the edifying of the church. 13, everybody. Wherefore, let's read it together. Let him that pray that he may, let him that speaketh in tongue pray that his pastor interprets. Is that what the scripture is saying? Let him that speaks in tongues pray that what? His sister will interpret. Who does the interpretation? The speaker. Who does the speaking? The speaker. Right? Perfect. Hallelujah. But you see that word there. He said that even so, for as much as ye are zealous, can you see zealous, right? Good, perfect. You know this church, you know, we read in verse 1, chapter 1, verse 1, that they are not, they have never come behind in no what? In no gifts. So now if Paul is even as much as ye are what? Zealous. This is a church that desires the spirituals. Seek that ye may excel to the edifying of what? That word, even so, just similarly means that in the same way. Because he has been talking from verse 11. So as he's reaching verse 12, right? He say, even so, similarly. That word, even so, means similarly, in the same way. Are you all with me? Are you all with me? Yes, yeah, so in 12. In 11, he said, therefore, I know, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaketh a barbarian, and he that speaketh shall be a barbarian unto me. Without interpretation now. Verse 12, see verse 12 now. Even so, similarly, in the same way, praise God, you should seek that you may excel to edifying what? Of the church. That word ye may excel is the word periso. Ye may excel is the word periso. Well, we are coming now to the last part of this foundation that we have laid on interpretation of tongues. That word ye may excel is periso. P-E-R-I-S-S-E-U-O. P-E-R-I-S-S-E-U-O. Periso, and which implies to be in abundance, to be in excess. Hallelujah. To be in abundance, to be in what?
to be in excess. Have we written that? 1 Corinthians, now that verse 13 says, wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may what? Interpret. The word that, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. That word is hina, H-I-N-A. Hina, which means in order, so as. That word that, it means in order, so as. So when we say the one that, wherefore him that speaketh in an unknown tongue, what will happen? What? Yeah, so he is the person. So as to what? Also interpret that tongue. We are coming to it now. So that word pray, right? So when we read now, everybody now, stay with me. We have established that the word seek is what? Okay, ye may excel is what? To be in abundance, to be in excess or what? Yeah, excess or increase. So the word seek, please put this now. I forgot to tell us this now. The word seek, to seek to excel. Seek, that word seek is Z-E-T-E-O. Zetio, which implies to desire strongly, to be eager and forward about something or to go after something. That word seek is just, it's not a mere desire. That word seek is to desire something strongly. Are we all there? So now, having established that, even so, similarly, for as much as zealous of spiritual gifts, that ye may what? Excel, that ye may be in abundance to the edifying of the what? Of the church. He didn't stop that communication there. How will that happen? How will you excel when it comes to edifying the church? That's what Paul will now say in verse 13. Praise God. How will I excel? How will I be in abundance when it comes to what? To the edifying of the church. Now, Paul will say in verse 13, when you pray in tongues, what should you do? You should also what? You should also pray that you should what? Interpret. That word pray. He is not saying that you should go, Lord, I need interpretation. I need interpretation. Oh, I think I did not get it. Interpretation did not come. You know, that's what's happening to us. When we say, can you give a word? You say, sir, there's no word. In fact, let me say something now, much more, stronger now. You know, sometimes some people think, when we say, can you give a word? And then they go, sure, yeah, like a da. Then inside their mind, they say, interpretation not come yet. They will not get it. Up till now, nothing. Hey. Finally. Light don't show. My son. Oh, I want you to do this. Hey. See, when you pray and then you give interpretation, it's not like you're using a charm to bring out the interpretation. Do you know when we say you should give a word, you can come and don't need to pray? You can come and don't need to do, finally, the Lord said. You don't need it. All we are just saying is, every time you pray in tongues, there should be what? Interpretation. So which means, you can receive instruction in your heart without necessarily coming to do then interpretation comes. Because I realize, it's almost like when we call people to come and give a word, they will now say, the first now, they say, that's Pastor Victor. I think my tongue should be higher. rubber.
Water storm. No.
Praise God.
Why we are saying, or why you see, when we say give a word, and people just come and pray in tongues, they are just setting precedence to the interpretation. Simple. Amen? Yeah, there's nothing more. Because so that you don't feel as though, if I don't pray in tongues, the interpretation will not what? Will not come. Or when we say give a word, you say, because, so I don't have a word to, but 2 minutes, 2 minutes. Kaya kabodo. Jabalada. It has come. Say, I have the Holy Ghost in me. I have the Holy Ghost in me. I have the Holy Ghost in me. I have the instructions of the Holy Spirit in my spirit. Hallelujah. It's in your spirit. There are people that I was just chatting with them, and then suddenly it was almost like my eyes just got open. And then the discussion changed. Has that happened to you? You're just talking, and then suddenly so much instructions, promptings just flood your heart. And then changes the direction of discussion. I begin to tell them something. I say, I've been praying about it for a long time. How did you get it? By the Spirit of God. Did you pray in tongues? Did you type tongues? Did you type it on this thing? And how did you give them the instruction? Or you told them, give me 2 minutes, please. Let me charge up. Praying in tongues before interpretation or giving a word is not charging up. You're not doing it to charge up. Praise God. Are we all here? Are we all here? So now, when I pray in tongues, it's my spirit that is praying. We have 7 minutes now. Okay, it has become six. When I pray in tongues, it's my spirit that is what? That is praying. It's my spirit that is praying. Sorry, I did not finish this part. Verse 13, what Paul is saying, and you did not remind me. Okay. So, in verse 13, what Paul was saying is not that you are going to pray to interpret. Amen? What he was just saying is that what? He's saying that wherefore let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue, right? That word pray there, he's not saying you should do what? You should go and pray for interpretation. Because already he has started a text. There is a communication from verse 12. Are we all here? And that communication is that what? To edify the church. So what he's saying is that, wherefore let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue also desire to what? To interpret. Praise God. Before you say, let me pray. You don't need to. Interpretation is in your spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. So when I pray in tongues, it's my spirit that is what? That is praying. Say, my spirit is praying when I pray in tongues and I have interpretation for the tongues. The same thing we see him say in verse 2. How be it in the spirit, he speaketh what? He speaketh mysteries. How be it in the spirit? The same we see in verse 14 and verse 15. Wherefore, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit what? Prayeth. But my understanding is, what is it then? I will pray with, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with, and I will sing with the understanding also. So that word, the spirit in verse 2, is the same that we see him talking about in verse 14 and what? And verse 15. Praying in the spirit means praying in tongues. Are you hearing me? Praying in the spirit means what? Praying in what? In tongues. So can we be inspired by the Spirit to pray? Yes.
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. Wherefore I also, after I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love for all the saints, see what Paul will say. What is the next thing after he has heard this? What is the next thing in verse 16? I cease not to do what? To give thanks for you, making mention of you in my what? In my prayers. This communication, was it in tongues? Was it in tongues? Was it in tongues? No, it wasn't in tongues. Amen? But what he had regarding their faith, right, inspired him to be able to do what? To pray for them much more. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then now, Philippians 1 verse 3. Philippians 1 verse 3. I thank my God upon what? Remembrance of you. Always in every prayer of mine for you. For you all, making requests with what? With joy. Hallelujah. So when you see verse 9, and this I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in the knowledge and in all what? And in all judgment. Verse 11, be filled with the fruit of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of what? Of God. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6 verse 18 now. So that we can put a context to it and then you see. Ephesians 6 verse 18. Yes. Ephesians 6 verse 8. Are we all there? See now. Praying always with all what? Prayer and supplication where? In the spirit. First, he has established that praying always with all prayer. Then now he moves on to say, and supplication in what? In the spirit. In the spirit. So he will say, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit what? Prayeth, but my understanding is what? Is unfruitful. So every time you pray in the spirit, what is happening is that your understanding is what? Is unfruitful. That what your understanding is unfruitful is that your mind cannot be able to understand what is being uttered. So I will pray in the spirit and I will interpret that prayer. Praise God. Because some people say praying in the spirit means, you know, praying in English language. You are in the spirit. We know you are in the spirit. Hallelujah. Say, I'm in the spirit. I'm in the spirit. I'm in the spirit. And when I pray by the spirit of God. You are in the spirit. Hallelujah. But when you pray in tongues, your understanding is what? Is unfruitful. That prayers, for example, when we say, can we pray? And we say, Father, Lord, thank you for life. Thank you for strength. Thank you for salvation. Thank you. What is happening is that you are praying in your understanding. Are you all with me? Are you all with me? When we say sing in the spirit, that's the last thing now we'll hit at. When we say sing in the spirit, singing in the spirit is making melody with tongues. And when we say sing with your understanding, we are talking about singing with intelligible words that your mind can understand. Amen? Why? Because when we say you are praying with understanding, it means that you are praying with human language. Oh, that's the right word to use. You are praying with what? With human language. Praise God. In a language that is intelligible to the mind. So what Paul will say is that I will pray in the spirit. I'll also pray in my what? In my understanding. I'll sing in the spirit. I'll also sing in what? In my understanding. Hallelujah. So when I sing in the spirit and I interpret that singing, is already what? It brings what? Clarity, explanation to what? To the understanding.
That's why I say my understanding is unfruitful. That idea, your understanding is unfruitful, is that your mind cannot what? Comprehend it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Are we all here? Are we all here? So when he say, I will sing in the spirit, he's just making melody, right? You know, singing has melody. Yes or no? Yes. So when we say singing in the spirit, what we are just saying is that you are what? You are praying in tongues. Let me say it this way so that you can understand what I'm saying. You are praying in tongues, but with a melody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You say, ah, sir, this one is new again. It's not new. Praise God. Haven't you had, you people follow all these people that sing with chants. Don't do like you don't know. Immediately they want to start it out. You know, as the piano just give one sound, you say, shalabala, galabala, lebala. It has now become like an anthem. Even though most of them don't even know what they're doing. He says, sir, why are you saying like that? Yes. Because what they now sing after saying that is not the interpretation of those tongues. Yes. How do I know it? By scriptures. Yes. Okay, chance. Okay. It's a chance. Let's rise to our feet. I say, let's rise to our feet. Exploit smile. Huh? Huh? Reading of chapter 14. Oh, I love you. Thank you. Let's rise to our feet and read it standing. So when we say sing in the spirit, right? When we say sing in the spirit, praise God. Maybe some of you have even done it. Amen. Is that I'm going to sing with tongues. I'm going to make melody with tongues and then give meaning to it. Hallelujah. 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 He says, sir, what? But there is no keyboard now. You don't need keyboard. He says, sir, but I need guitar. Sir, you know, my type, I need guitar. One string instrument need to happen. Then the thing will now stir it up. You don't need it. Say, I already have the melody that I need for singing in the spirit within me. Hallelujah. Kaya la manado shapali alane zele manando ratati la kapalada shalamande brodo zeveli alamana ayantono koto livrende legede aine kombrati alamana no salaba iale kanamo siale daba jali brado na ita payana aina nonzo vregi sapali aloza eya mananda galadai dodora bali paradaila isha manando koto libredia. I'm already singing in the spirit. As I'm doing like this, he says, sir, how about the interpretation? I can give accurate interpretation to what I'm singing right now. I'm just giving a practical for us so that we can understand. Is that I give melody to the tongues. Hallelujah. I give melody to what? To the tongues. So you can be on the streets and you are moving. You can be on the streets. Or one worry, I just perceive in my heart now, one worry wants to just swallow you up. And here you go. Eramananto logodo jamelendelia bala ailamanes yalakade arambalado sifradia ayakamanando logodo elamananderia kabalada ayalamanando sifradia anshalamana. For the Lord is with me, I will never be afraid. For the Lord is holding my right hand, and he's saying, child, never be afraid. I am with you. I'm here to help you. I'm here to guide you. I'm here to instruct you. My joy is in you. My peace is in you. Your heart, you see, I'm already doing it and I'm interpreting it. Yes, sir, how do I know? By the Spirit of God. By the Spirit of God. By the Spirit. This is interpretation. You are the one. Interpretation is inside you. By the Spirit of God. All that we have discussed is prophecy. If we have to teach prophecy, you realize that it's just going back over and over again. So the same way, hallelujah, hear me now. And then we're going to flow. Don't worry, today, whatever is happening is conscious. Praise God. I realize some people are already stretching. They say, today, thank God. Tomorrow, you know, I have somebody say, tomorrow is the last day. Praise God. Where you should be saying, we need one more week. You see somebody say, I told some people that we're going to pray for 36 hours. They wanted to run away. I said, no, we're going to do it. Is it non-stop? Of course. Non-stop. Yes. Non-stop. Just some few weeks ago, with some people, we prayed from morning, 9 hours. Just some few weeks now. The other day, 6 hours. Just some few weeks ago. Just few days ago. Non-stop. So tell me, how is this fervency going to die? How is it going to die now? What will kill it? Nothing will kill it. Nothing. Who told you to do it? We just got a prompting in our heart. It seemed good in our heart. Let's do it. Oh, I just got a word for somebody. Let doing the things of the Spirit seem good to your heart. At your own location, let it seem good to your heart. You're staying in Lefkosha. One of these days, say, you know what? Every day, I'm going to leave my house. I'm going to leave that bed. I'm going to pace around the whole area. I'll be praying in tongues and be singing. Let me tell you something in case you don't know. There is no place I've not trekked in this Lefkosha. There is no place. I tell you this. My wife, he said, when we move around, I tell her, I say, you see, from Merit, I've trekked to Gonyeli. Most time, Pastor Chidi said, most of them that we stay together, I'll say, I'm coming, sir. I need to just go around on this thing. There is no place I've not trekked in this Lefkosha. So sometimes I say, they say, walk. He say, sir, my leg. What is happening to your leg? He says, sir, what are you doing? Praying. I'm in CIU. There is no place in CIU we have not walked praying. My wife is here. She will tell you, for the past 2-3 months, we've been praying every night. The whole of CIU. Every night. 1 hour, at least 15-20 minutes. Every night praying. What will kill this fire now? What will kill it? Nothing can kill it. Let me tell you, Jesus will ensure that nothing kills it. He says, you love the things of the Spirit. He does not love the things of the Spirit. You don't know what he's doing regarding the things of the Spirit. What you're just seeing that is just the outside part. God is using you for the work of ministry. Hallelujah. And those things cannot happen on your bed. Those things are what is experienced here. You just sit down from morning to now. You are shaking body. You are doing like this. So you now, when will you organize camp meeting? And you want to do work of ministry. We'll take nations. This is how you make nations. We say we'll do 9 to 9. You say, 9 to 9. Oh boy. So I do greater works than the pastors of NECF. Say it now. are you people unbelievers? Say, I do greater works than the pastors of NECF. Yeah, so if we are organizing catechismus from 9 to now, you're going to organize it 24 hours. 6 to 6, 6 to 7, 6 to 12. What are you telling me? It was last catechismus, yes, I were praying. And one of the pictures that I got here, and one of the instructions I got, that the next place God is going to take us to, one of the things we're going to establish, that we're going to go around every university. Every university will not escape us. every university will not escape us. You are doing ministry like this. You are here. You are still struggling. Oh boy. See, we're going to boil hot regarding these matters. Praise God. And that is why we're going to do the things that we're going to do in the next 1 hour, 30 minutes or 20 minutes. When we say pray in tongues, pray. When you return home, because tomorrow we're going to pray from morning till evening. In fact, I don't know whether there is 5 bus or what bus is the last bus. If the last bus is 10 bus, we're going to take it to 10. You say, you see? This night, as we're going to do the things, this night, when you go home, drop your Bible, take some time out, let her after resting, eating, bathing, right? Let her in the night, take some time out. Say, Pastor Costin, say, let me try out something. I'm going to take, Kolade is saying, Goyeli, right? Yes, sister, I'll take time out this night. I'm going to leave everything. I'll walk from my house to Alakoi. You know? You see? Somebody say, I walk to Alakoi, praying. I can show you, he's there. I got the instruction I wrote. I got the instruction even when I didn't know these locations. Say, I'm going to do it. Take time. Don't pray in English. Let me encourage you, please. Don't pray in your understanding. Pray in and interpret. Please drop your watch, drop your phone, because some of you want to time yourselves. Pass colon. Pass that cafe that they are selling coffee. Reach Irma. Before you open your eyes, you are the runner. About a barioba, ayagabalagada, ila paradosa, amananda braha, abarabalada, abarabalada. Let me tell you, something is going to change inside you. See, let me tell you, you're going to feel you're already moving towards BAU. You see, yes, you have not experienced it. I challenge you by the Spirit of God. Exercise yourselves much more in the things of the Spirit. If you want to see, many people have asked me, sir, how is it that you know things just like that? I don't just know things because I'm doing nothing about them. How do our pastors just know things? It's not like that. Pray more by the Spirit of God. It should not be casual. You stay in Kutuka Makli, take over Kutuka Makli, Elekopodo, Zibalakada, Rabalakada, Abelekade, Ilabalakado, Jabalakada. Matthew, remember that night that we splitted ourselves over Lefkosha? You know, the other day I was driving around that presidential palace. I said, we prayed about this. That's this land. We prayed everywhere here. Pray. So it should not just be like that. Are we ready to do that? You see, you are taking this thing lightly. You are taking your tomorrow lightly. You are taking the work of God in your life lightly. You are taking, Pastor Chidi is here. 2022, I had surplus of dreams. I prayed about them. I landed in Nigeria and all of them were a reality. You don't love ministry? You can't say you love Jesus and you don't love the work of faith. Because loving Jesus is equal to doing ministry. And doing ministry starts from how you participate in doing these things. This is how you go on with fire. There is nowhere in the scriptures that we are called nominal, normal Christian life. No, you realize that we are all supernatural. We are spiritual. Have you ever met any unserious native doctor? No, tell me. Have you ever seen any unserious native doctor? Even the one I met in this Cyprus, they threaten people. Say, I'm spiritual. You are not too young. I just heard this now. Somebody say, I'm young. You are not too young for the work of ministry. And it's going to happen here. This is the time to catch the fire. This is the time to pray more. This is the time to desire more. This is the time to see more. See more with the eyes of faith. Desire more with the eyes of faith. Can we pray in the Holy Ghost? You tell me you're young. You tell me that you're this. You tell me you're that. No! We have this deposit in our inside. We see fathers. We see mothers. We see children. No. We know better. We have received better. Please don't be doing show. Boil with fire. Boil. Tomorrow, people will say we really contended for the work of faith. Pastor Victor gave us a testimony about his grandfather won one soul, and the one soul became a huge vessel in God's hands. One man, 15 years, one soul. Doing the same thing for 15 years. You cannot just wake up and arrive like that. No, without all this spiritual discipline and equipping. The work of God is in our hands, and we are taking it. We are taking it. We are boiling fervently over it. You are not young. Oh, no, I don't believe you are young. You are not young. It has nothing to do with your age. It has all to do with the knowledge that the Holy Ghost is in our inside.
We're thankful you joined us today. Don't forget to subscribe so you're always connected to our latest sermons. You can also explore more about NECF on our website or follow us online. We look forward to having you with us next time. God bless.